Welcome to REHDWG Random Thoughts. I'm REHDWG, Ray Dog. Today I'm gonna talk about technology. Is it dumbing us down? I could answer that question by myself. I'm gonna definitely say yes, because when I was growing up and there wasn't any cell phones around, and I remember I knew my uncles, cousins, I had dozens of friends back then, my friends, girlfriends, teachers, preachers, everyone's number was in my cranium. But these days, ask me if I know anyone's number. I mean, yeah, I know very, very few numbers. Very few. Even people who are really close to me, but it's just that I'm so used to just keying something in a cell phone and hit save. Don't even bother trying to memorize it. Just save. You know, that's wrong with us. Can't remember things because computers and cell phones are, and what do you call these, iPhones and what do you call that thing, iPads, you know, Android pads, whatever you want to call those. All those things are dumbing us down. No one tries to remember things and use their brains anymore. It's just, let me get your number, baby. Hold on, let me grab my cell phone. Before you see a hot girl coming by, let me get your number, baby. You would remember that number if she gave it to you. So you wouldn't forget it. But you can't remember it now. You need your cell phone. Oh, I gotta put in my cell phone. Your cell phone goes dead. Oh, damn, I can't call this girl. Damn. You know, we really need to get back to the way things used to be. We were a lot smarter without all this technology. Technology is dumbing us down. How many of y'all agree with me? I mean, how many people, you know, could remember your friends and family's telephone number without going to your cell phone and you know, going through your contact list? How many of you could, how many numbers could you remember? Show of hands, come on, be honest. How many numbers could you remember? I know I can't. I can't do it. And that's a sad thing. Sad. So, that's not a good thing. Another thing that was in my mind today, I was working with my buddy, and he saw a panhandler on the side of the street. And he said, look at that. That person probably have a Beamer on the side of the road. And you know what? It's not funny. That person probably do. Old friends of mine, keyword old friend, meaning not friend anymore, used to give them money. And I used to be like, dude, why are you going to be stupid and give these people money? Don't you know it's a game they're playing? They're probably richer than you and I put together. I know they are. So I don't even pay them no mind. Come on, sir, can you spare a penny? No, I can, but I won't. I'm not going to do it. Not going to happen. You know? Why don't you just earn an honest living? Although that is, it's not. It's dishonest because you're portrayed to be a bum and you're really not. Which makes it hard for someone who really needs the help, because I won't help any of them. And now the innocent suffer for the guilty. I will not help one of them. I won't even throw them a stale piece of bread because I just don't believe them. So I just say, screw them. Don't mess with them. Don't mess with them at all. So, but yeah, I think that technology is dumbing us down. It really is dumbing us down. I mean, certain things like when you send emails or you do word processing, obviously the spelling and grammar, that's a good thing to have. Because not everyone is a brainiac maniac and remember how to spell everything, you're going to make mistakes. So before you send out email looking like an idiot, then that's a good idea to have a spell and grammar check. But we just don't try to memorize things anymore. Our brain is just mush. Mush now. That's why there's so much liberals out there. Because their brains is mush. They're not being taught anything. They're being indoctrinated. That's why they're so stupid. Sorry to say. But I call them as I see them. So, I'd like to know how many people agree with me. Really. As you can see, I'm in my PJs, which means I'm ready for bed, folks. I am very tired. So I'm gonna have to cut this short. But I shall return. I shall, it's a promise. And I keep my promises, unlike some people I used to know. People, promises don't mean the same thing like they used to. I remember when someone said, I promise I'll do this for you, I promise I'll do that for you. It's all just, you know, lip service. No one actually means it anymore. Oh, I promise I'm going to do this, I promise I'm going to do that. But, whatever. It is what it is. You know what I mean? Or like one of my friends would say, F a duck. I have no idea what he means by that. He always says that. It's just fucking stupid. Oh, sorry. I try to go without cussing. That means I'm tired. You can tell when I'm tired, I'm never in a good mood. If I'm tired or sleepy or upset, forget it. I'm like fire and ice. Ice and fire. Fire and oil. Whatever you want to call it. Bring my blood to a boil. Alright, guys. So, I want to know how many people are dumbed down by technology where you can't remember your friends and family contact numbers. How many of y'all are on that list? Because I sure am. Sorry to admit that, but I am. So, speaking of which, I need a new computer. I got a new HD camera. I love it. Show you guys my new HD camera. Just for you guys, because I want my videos to look a lot sharper. I don't know if you could see that on there. Don't know if you guys could see my new HD camera, but my computer is just too slow. It's not able to keep up. I need more RAM, a faster processor and everything, so I got some nice footage. Unfortunately, I cannot record it or edit it because this computer is acting funky. So I don't know. Gonna have to upgrade. Who knows when that's gonna happen? No dinero, no mananero, whatever you want to call that. No cheddar, no cheese. But worst come to worst, I'm gonna have to. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Thinking out loud. Do you guys do that? Think aloud. I do sometimes. Anyway, folks, I'll talk to you later. Peace out.